Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, it's Friday. It's Friday. It is the 16th of what month is this? April? Good heavens, man. I honestly, this has been a never-ending, I say from January, but a never-ending week of nonstop. Whatever you want to call it, it's just coming at us faster than we can keep up with it. Indianapolis, I saw that last night. I don't even know what time I saw that. It was, I think it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. Kind of did one of those wake up on the couch gigs, you know. And there it was, an alert on the phone that had broke that Indianapolis FedEx facility, leaving 8 dead. And I'm going to tell you, the first thought went through my head was, you know, it's almost like this is too coincidental. And I don't want to think like that. I'm not trying to think like that. I'm not conspiratorial that way. I know we had some conversations about it yesterday, but it really is just seems almost uncanny, doesn't it? Now, just moments ago, 41 minutes ago, actually, we know the identity of the killer. Yet again, a 19-year-old kid leaving 8 dead. And I guess that includes him. So the hell with him, 7 dead. I hope he enjoyed his ride wherever it was when the little black demons took him. But nonetheless, this is something we're going to be talking about today. His name was Brandon Scott Hull. We do want to let you know who he is, and then we just won't talk about him anymore. But 5 additional people have been hospitalized. And, of course, the left doing what the left does, screaming about guns. This has nothing to do with guns at all. This has to do with a sickness permeating our youth, no question about it. Let's jump over to my good friend, your good friend, and we're going to talk about this and a number of other things today to round out the week with Christopher Hart, my good friend from the American Adversaries Radio Network down at AM 950, The Answer, our great affiliate in Orlando. Chris, how you doing, brother?
Excellent, excellent. Another sad day for America, though, Mark.
They come rapid fire, no pun intended, don't they, Chris? You try to put this in perspective as a human being, it's hard to do. And you got to wonder when you look back in history, like we've talked about before, you know, you go back prior to Columbine, really, you can use that Columbine-ish incident as the really beginning of where we're at right now. I mean, we never saw this in America when I was growing up. We all had guns. Some of us took our guns to school. We took marksmanship classes. Okay, this America has had guns for hundreds of years. Why now? There's a sickness. It coincides with technology, brother, doesn't it?
Well, I think it coincides with that, but I think it coincides with something much deeper. You know, something else that we had today, that we had back in the day that the kids don't have today, Mark? We had hope for the future. What we're teaching our kids today is that there's no hope for the future. And you combine that with the last year, these lockdowns and all this crap. I mean, these kids are desperate, and they don't know what else to do other than to act out in a negative way. And it's really sad, and unfortunately, as long as we're teaching them that there's no hope for mankind, that we're the problem in the world, we're going to have more problems like this, I'm afraid.
You know, the only thing I would disagree with what you just said is the fact that, you know, lockdowns, Chris, we were seeing this before COVID. In fact, since last March, we saw very few, if any, until
right? You're absolutely right. I'm just saying, I think that complicated it. That added to the problem already festering and burning. And that's what I'm saying is that this has been a problem long time in the making, and we've been seeing these people act out, but now it seems like there's a whole rash of it. And I think that may be in part because there really is, with the COVID stuff, no hope for us in the world anymore, right? If you listen to these idiot liberals.
Oh, it's an all-day drumbeat. I mean, it's so crazy. Here's how bad it is. What's her face? The founder of Black Lives Matter. You know, she's bought 4 homes. She bought herself a $1.4 million home in the white neighborhoods outside Los Angeles. Now Facebook, if you even try to run that story, which I attempted to do today, if you take a copy of the New York Post link, put it on Facebook, copy and paste the link and hit post, they won't put the post out. They say it violates their terms. They don't want you to know what she's up to, okay? They don't want you to know the truth, that all she did was buy homes. Let me make this clear. Good for her. America allows people to do these things, and I'm glad she's able to do these things. Now, if they find out there's any shenanigans, that's a different story. But that goes with anybody and everybody. But why would Facebook stop you from playing? See, we have a breakdown in our society right now that favors certain people and certain groups and doesn't favor other certain people and certain groups. We're watching a breakdown in racial equality in this country that was apparently seemingly getting better. Because remember, Chris, it's who drives these narratives?
It's the liberal left, and mainly the white liberal left.
And we start to now it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's mainstream press driving these narratives. It's mainstream press putting these ideas, 24-hour news cycle. I've been complaining about this for years.
Yep.
But when we saw a 24-hour cycle hit, when CNN was born, what, back in about 1982, 83, 80, and somewhere in that era. He had this 24-hour cycle born, then the competition. Then you combine that with internet. Then you combine that with gadgets and phones. It's changed everything. And it hasn't changed anything for the better. As much as people would like to think it is it great that you can get this information right away? We live just fine without getting our information that quick. And hey, I don't see this being beneficial to the country. Go ahead.
Well, maybe we were actually even better off, you know, when there was a little bit of distance between us and the breaking facts, because then maybe we could actually get a little bit of the truth. But you're absolutely right. The media really are the culprits. You know, I don't blame the Democrats for acting like Democrats do. I don't blame liberals for acting like liberals do. That's what they do. But the media is supposed to be above all that. And if they're not going to be above all that, at least lay out the truth to us. Tell us where you're coming from. I don't have a problem if you're going to tell me you're a liberal and then you report the news in a liberal way. Just don't try to lie to me and tell me you're objective or something like that, and then turn around and be the spokespeople for the Democrats. Did you catch the Project Veritas's latest on CNN?
So did Brian Stelter.
Every day from the DNC.
So did Stelter. You know, he was just made to look like a fool again down in the bowels of the buildings of CNN in New York City when he was confronted by it. These people can't do anything but scream for security, armed security too. I might add, armed security too. But it's an absolute joke, and it's frightening what's going on, and it manifests itself in certain ways when you have people who are on the edge anyway. Have, like you said, we've lost a lot of things. We've lost God. We have lost, the family unit. Now think about this. Florida, was it Florida? I think it was just Florida that did the NCAA. Was it Florida that banned transgender? You know, you can't call yourself a girl and compete in girls' sports when you're a man.
Yeah,
it was Florida that just did that.
Florida actually just passed it through the House. I believe Oklahoma passed it and governor signed it. Now it's in court, but it's still in committee here in the Senate, and that's where these things usually get lost here in Florida.
Sorry, dude. Someone born a man competing with, this is nonsense. The fact that we're even talking about this is absolute nonsense. And when you, Florida finally said, no, that's not the, and the NCAA stood up and said, we will fight anything that discriminates. You're not discriminating against anybody. But we've gotten to a point where the media tells us we are. Now we're all racist. Now we're all homophobic. Now we're all transgender phobic. We're all something.
Yeah, here's the thing. For way too long, the Republicans have let the liberal media define who they are. Then along comes Donald Trump, and he wouldn't let that happen. Well, they had to do everything to take him down. They could not let that be the way of the future. Well, unfortunately for them, he's not going away. You know, I had nicknames for him when he was president. I called him one. I called him Moby Dick because it seemed like most of his attackers were killing themselves in the process of going after him. Then I called him the pinball wizard because he kept winning and they couldn't figure out how. They thought he was the deaf, dumb, and blind kid. Now I'm calling him the Phoenix. He's coming back. He's going to come back with a vengeance. And I believe the Democrats are going to rue the day that they peddled all this stuff out this quickly on all of us.
Well, you got a lot going on. You know, if you just want to look at today's news alone, the left is going absolutely berserk, bat poop crazy because you have one of the co-founders or founders of Oath Keepers. They think that's going to, they think the Republican Party's dead now because some guy from Oath Keepers is going to take a plea deal to two felonies that's going to put him in prison for 30 years and turn state's evidence.
Yeah.
You know, and you got this going on today. You got all this crazy stuff going on around the world today. And here you got Indianapolis. And we're going to talk about it all with Chris when we come back. It's been a week of weeks, to say the least. No doubt about it. But we've got our iced Defender coffee here. And we got Christopher Hart on the line. The American Adversaries Radio Network down in AM 950 The Answer, Orlando. We'll be back with Christopher right after this. Lots to cover. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. All right, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios. Crossbreed Holsters microphone belting out all over the country on dozens of radio stations today as we talk to you. It is 21 minutes after the hour. All of this is being brought to you by X Insurance, a superior product. If you think you have self-defense insurance, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Call the self-defense insurance company, not the third-party membership group, but call the third-party insurance company. Tell them you have a policy with them. When they ask your name and they can't find you in their system, you will realize what I'm telling you is true. They don't have a policy written on you. You aren't covered. The company is. They can walk away from you at any moment, and they've done it before. Don't go down that route. Insurance is written in your name, just like I have with mine. X Insurance has you covered. ArmedAmericanRadio.org. Click on the X Insurance. When it pops up on it, it takes you right to their CCW page and explains everything about how real insurance from a real AM Best A-rated carrier works. Please, do yourself that solid, okay? These are perilous times. Make sure that you're covered. X Insurance also covers all aspects of your life, your lifestyle, your career. You own a business? You want that business covered? Jump out of airplanes, they'll cover you. Own an ATV, own a boat, own a house, want gap coverage with the guns that you might have in your home already that your homeowners doesn't cover? X covers you because it's real insurance, xinsurance.com. Let's go back to the American adversaries, the leader of the pack, the top dog. Let's go back. Christopher Hart.
they call him the mad scientist around the studio there.
Hey, listen, man.
I was listening to you on Carl Jackson's show the other night, and you guys had made some great points, and Carl's absolutely right. A lot of this stuff with the kids, especially in the black community, is that they're taught, and in some cases, unintentionally, but they're taught to fear the police. And it's, you know, we've all heard about that talk that black sons are supposed to get, you know, when they're growing up, you know, how to deal with the police. That just begins to instill fear in them. And then, once again, you complicate that. Like you said, we've taken God out of the public square. Mm-hmm. We replaced it with hopelessness and despair. And it's no wonder. In a way, you got to wonder why we don't have a lot more of these tragic situations, Mark.
Well, we do. We have them in every Democrat-controlled urban center in the country, Chris. But the media doesn't want it, right? See, they don't want to talk about that. Look, these kids, you're absolutely correct. Let me tell you quickly. Carl Jackson, by the way, if you missed and you probably did, unless you live in Orlando. It's a local show, but I was on with Carl Jackson. Carl Jackson's going to be on my show on Tuesday. And just to let you know, Newsmax called right before this show went on air. I will be on Newsmax TV again tomorrow at 2:17 p.m. I'll check the show during the break, but we're making the rounds on Newsmax. And as this garbage continues, and as the left uses this as a tool to come after our guns, we are going to be out here fighting on every platform, your television screens, your radio dial, your internet, everywhere. We're going to be out here fighting, I promise, because they're not stopping. So let me go back to Chris. You know, we have incidents like this in cities like Chicago, in Democrat-controlled cities, every single day, Chris.
Yeah, you're right. And once again, I think you mentioned the family unit. They have broken the family unit in the hood, in the black community and elsewhere. And these kids, you know, if you look at the statistics, the main reason why kids join gangs is because they're looking for a family unit. They're looking for a family that they're somehow they don't have at home. And it's been that way ever since there's been gangs. It's their home away from home. And we need to, you know, we need to heal families around this country. That's where we got to start, healing our families. And unfortunately, you know, the liberals are dead set on ripping our families apart.
Of course. Look, the statistics bear it out. It's not racist to call the crime in inner city black areas that's happening, it's black on black crime.
Yeah.
And how do we stop that? We've had solutions to this on this side of the fence for years. Yet you continue to vote these dim-witted Democrats in. The Democrats are coming. and vote these loser victim policies in. We're talking about that with Carl. And what you're seeing is the country is now has been in it's been systemic industrial racism. You're all victims. OK, you everybody that disagrees with you, regardless of what you're is all a racist. Doesn't matter who you are. This is destroying the fabric of the nation. And then when you combine that with a 24-hour cycle, beating the snot out of you with this stuff all day long, the damage, I believe, is irreparable. Is irreparable. Well, I don't know how we stop it, Chris. Do you?
Well, it's going to take a generation or two, that's for sure, of hard work. You know? But we got to start somewhere. But, you know, we had David Horowitz on our show the other day. He's got an excellent book out. It's just out. I'd recommend folks to get it. It's called The Enemy Within, how the totalitarians are, you know, the left is trying to take over basically the country with these totalitarian ideas. And he talks about how, and I remember studying this in college, how the Soviet, former Soviet Union used to promote racial division in this country. Now it's primarily China that's doing it. And they just love this stuff because that is how they want to bring down America, by dividing us from within. And this is, if, let me just put it this way, they're well along the way of doing just that.
Well, they've been successful. Their techniques have been successful. Steve Bannon on the program, I want to comment briefly on your comment about it's going to take a couple generations. Sadly, you are 100% spot on. I'm seeing some comments in 100% agreement with you from folks who are watching the program as well from the studios, the Armed American Radio Network studios. There's no doubt. Steve Bannon said we're 10 to 20 years out from being able to turn this around. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was on the show last week. He will be on the show again this week coming up as well. And he might be on a fairly regular basis from now on. That could be a hint. When we come back, we're going to be taking a break here soon, but I want to tease this, Chris, and give you an opportunity to get ready during the break, because folks, this is live radio. Chris and I, we talked about being on the show today, but we don't discuss what's going on. I know that Chris is up on this stuff. And I know that Chris is also up on that shooting in Chicago with the 13-year-old. Now, when we come back, we're going to dig into that a little bit. Because if you were to only listen to the family's attorney or to the mother or to the neighbors, you're not getting a fraction of the story, not even a fraction. And I've learned, I'm sure you have too, Chris, I've learned over the years, when you see these stories, wait them out. Something else is going to come out. It always does. It always does. But here's what the media has portrayed. And this is what the picture appears to show. A 13-year-old kid with his hands in the air, at the very moment, a cop shot him one time and killed him. But is that really what happened? Is that picture what happened? Chris, we've got about 15 seconds. I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. This one picture does not represent 1,000 words. It
All right.
begin to tell the story.
Well, we're going to tell the story. We're going to tell the story. Christopher and I are going to tell you the story as we know it now when we come back, because I've seen the footage. Have you seen the footage? Have you seen the other footage? Not just the footage from the body cam, but the other footage. We're going to talk about it with Christopher Hart, American Adversaries, when we come back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I have just affixed the Tiger Light to my right hand. If you're watching, you can see it. If not, let me just give you the theater of the mind. It is a unit that looks almost, I guess viewers, you would probably agree with me, it almost looks like a Glock 17 magazine, right? Or a double stack, pick your poison, whatever brand. Looks like a magazine. And it fits in your hand, the palm of your hand, and it's got a nice rubber strap that goes around the back of your palm, your fingers. And with your thumb, you can control an extremely bright light. I'm a huge fan of light. Criminal scumbags hate light. They run from it. They scatter like cockroaches. But it blinds them. And it's an instinctual reaction to put your hands up, close your eyes, and turn away from that source that's hurting your eyes. Bright light is an extremely effective self-defense weapon in certain situations. In addition to that, up above the bright light button on the top of what looks like a magazine wrapped in your hand is a spray for chemical spray. And that chemical spray, once it's deployed, sets off a GPS that gives everybody in your circle that has your information, because they have the same app you have, your location, and that you are in danger immediately. Instantly, a parent, a spouse, a sibling, it doesn't matter who it is. Now you know, hey, I'm in trouble and I need help, and you can go to work. This thing is a lifesaver. And I just got an email right now as we were sitting here. I was reading from the founder. This is tigerlight.net, by the way. runs around $125. Use the promo code AAR15 and you get 15% of this, 15% off. Non-lethal self-defense. I'm a huge fan of this. My daughter carries one. And I've got one in here that I've been using to show you on the television screens if you're watching and trying to describe it for you on the radio. Tigerlight.net. AAR15 is the promo code. You get 15% off of this fantastic non-lethal tool. You can carry this as a backup to a gun. What maybe your first response is this. Maybe go to your gun as a backup. Whatever situation you find yourself in, we could get hypothetical all day. But we just found out that we now have one of the nation's well-known trainers out there who is purchasing a number of them in Maryland for classes. So this product is moving. I'm telling you, I'm a fan of this stuff. Check it out, tigerlight.net. Just go check it out and see if it works for you. If it does, use the promo code. If you don't like it, hey, we sent you there. It works in my household. I hope it works in yours as well. All right, let's go back to Christopher Hart. Christopher.
Mark.
I'm looking at where I've got so much to cover with you. Let's go to Chicago quickly. Let's talk where we left off. We have a 13-year-old kid who was shot by police. Now, if you look at the headlines, unarmed 13-year-old teenage boy apparently hunted down by the police. What you don't know is that this kid was a gangbanger running from the cops through an alley at 2:30 in the morning with a gun.
Yeah, where were his parents to begin with? But this is what I'm saying. These kids, they don't have real families. They're looking for this family unit in the wrong place with these gangs. I bet you he was out trying to prove himself. He was out to earn his colors, you know, show how tough he was. He had to go an extra mile because he was only 13 years old, but he wanted to be 16. He wanted to be 18. He wanted to be the gangster. Well, he ended up, unfortunately, much quicker than other gangsters, but it's always at the same dead end. Either you die in the street bleeding out or you end up in prison. By the way, going to prison is okay with gangsters. That's kind of like another badge of honor. So
it's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we do. You know, we have a terrible problem. Listen, the Democrats, because Chicago's a big Democrat-run city. Daley's been controlling that city. Machine politics been running that city. 100 years of garbage going on, and they can't seem to fix the problem. They throw more money at it. Look, midnight basketball's not going to work. Unfortunately, this kid, when he got caught, if he got caught, I don't know if he had a rap sheet or not. I don't know. Don't care. It really doesn't matter. But if he got caught, he should have been locked away, yes, at 13 years old and taught a lesson based on what his crimes were. When you read the perp who shot the cop and then was killed by police had a rap sheet 9 miles long and 9 felony convictions, you have to ask yourself, what in the hell is this guy doing on the street in the first place?
You're talking about the New Mexico guy.
The New Mexico cop. My God, if you watch that footage, it's unbelievable to see. And yet you've got bonehead mayors in Minnesota saying that cops shouldn't be armed on traffic. I mean, this guy is a complete idiot, has no idea what he's talking about. And this guy is running this local city. Now you take this 13-year-old. The picture shows him with his hands up. What you don't see is the split second as he's running, because you can see the different camera footage taken from surveillance camera. As he's hightailing it down this alley, there's a break in the fence where he runs towards the break and throws the gun behind the fence, turns around with his hands up and gets shot. Because the cops knew he had a gun. They saw hands coming up at them. This man wanted to go home that night. Yeah. And now the cop is going to be demonized. Go, Chris. I'm going to angry Mark. He's coming out.
Well, the kid's mistake was, he threw the gun away where they couldn't see it. In other words, if he'd have thrown the gun down at his feet where they could see that he threw it down, he might still be alive. But he tried to hide the fact that he had a gun in the first place, which they already knew that he had. And that stupid mistake ended up getting the kid killed. And I'm here to tell you, that cop, I bet you the cop, he's going to have nightmares the rest of his life. This is not going to be easy for him to live with.
Do you think that cop wants to wake up every day knowing he killed a 13-year-old boy? Does he think he wants to? Of course not. That cop didn't wake up today and go, man, I'm going to hunt down a 13-year-old black kid I can murder today so I can go to prison and have my life ruined just like everybody else I'm seeing on TV. Look.
Here's the sad thing.
Cop,
in his mind, was protecting other kids from being killed by this guy. That's how, you know, but they're fighting the, you know, they're swimming against the current, the police in Chicago and these other cities, because of everything what you're talking about. You know, these mayors, I would just love it if they would just go ride along with the cops for about a week and do some traffic stops, do some domestic violence, do all of the stops and all of the calls that the cops get, and see if then they can reimagine how to do things, right? They just have no idea what life is really like on the streets, evidently.
Have you ever done a ride-along?
You know, I did a long time ago.
I
was in college, and I took some classes on criminal psychology, basically, is what it was. And
I
the local
did.
The psychologist at the local jail set it up.
Yeah, I, you know, a friend of mine.
Eye-opening experience.
Oh, it's eye-popping for sure. You know, a friend of mine was killed last year. Police officer, Overland Park, Kansas, Mike Mosher, Officer Mosher, Corinne Mosher. She spoke right before me when I was the keynote at the Kansas State Rifle Association, Wichita. Some of you listening may have been there. Remember Corinne and I speaking to the group, had a great time. Her husband wanted to meet me. He was a fan of the show. I was introduced to him. Mike's a great guy. I think I've met him one other time before that as well, but super guy. And imagine finding out that he was killed on a traffic stop as a cop. 14 years at Overland. Now, it was a little bit unique situation. He witnessed a hit and run. He saw the driver take off, so he gave chase. He was in his uniform, but in his private vehicle, going to work a sanctioned second job because these guys don't make enough money. It's that simple. Yeah. But he was running. He had permission. He was radioed up. He notified his department that he was giving chase. When the guy eventually stopped, got out of the car, approached Mike's car, and a gunfight ensued, both of them killed each other. The only saving grace, thank God, is that Mike knew he killed the guy before he passed away. Thank God he knew that. A terrible situation. For some of these mayors, these boneheaded idiots, to make these, and for the news to even give this stuff airplay is what burns me up. Like, you know, the same thing with Alyssa Milano. Like, we give a crap about what she thinks. It shouldn't even be on a news program.
No, especially when they're doctoring the news, like CBS doctored the footage of the kid in Chicago.
I mean, like CNN doctors every day.
No shame. What's that?
Like CNN does every day. Every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. we're taking a break. We're going to watch what plays out in Chicago. When we come back, I want to take you to San Antonio. A wonderful town, a fantastic town, but in the last 2 days has seen their cops attacked by criminal dirtbags. And guess what? I don't even know who they were. I don't even know what color they were, because it doesn't matter. What matters is crimes being committed, cops finding themselves in the crosshair. We'll tell you what happened in San Antonio today and yesterday when we come back. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users, think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
I was able to hold off until I heard that. That surprised me. That's A.W.R. Hawkins, and he is 100% correct. The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
The Democrats are coming. The Democrats are coming.
Defender Coffee is in the cup here, and they are sponsoring not only this segment, but they're great sponsors of the program, as is GunBroker.com. Please visit GunBroker.com. It's 100% free to do so. Crossbreed Holsters, discounts up for you on the website at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Best in the business. I'm wearing one right now. The Super Tuck is my go-to, always has been. I have one for virtually all of my handguns. I don't think I have a handgun that they don't make one for. In fact, if that ever happened, I think I got rid of the gun. MyPillow.com, please, please, please. Mike Lindell, they call him a nutcase. He supported Donald Trump, same president you likely voted for if you're listening to the program. AAR is the promo code. Please support him. We need you to support him. That supports the program. Car Arms, of course, no question that cars make. My CM9 is one of my go-to guns. North American Arms, their swag was in the 5 giveaways. We're waiting to send those boxes out. We're still waiting for 2 more items to show up for each of those bags. Then we're going to ship those out to the lucky winners. And of course, Bursa Firearms, that Thunder 380. I still can't get my hands on one yet. And frontsight.com/mark, frontsight.com/mark. Here's where I'm begging you. All you have to do is watch Dr. Piazza on the video. Download the certificate, and you have just, as a crackpot, baby, have just supported Armed American Radio. We need you to do that. Support us. Help keep us on the air, please. It is imperative right now, imperative. And, of course, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Let's not forget Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. And I told you about the Tiger Light. And remember, all of this is presented by X Insurance, a real insurance company. Make sure to visit them. Let's go back to Christopher Hart. Christopher, You know, I've been trying desperately to keep, if I could, the angry mark somewhat in the box today. It's not been easy to do. But let me talk a little bit now about San Antonio.
Yeah.
This is a mess. And, you know, I have to believe that situations like this, criminals feel emboldened because of this hateful, divisive, nasty rhetoric that they see and hear and get on these ridiculous social media platforms all day, every day. And if you're a left-wing criminal, all you're getting is reinforcement from left-wing social media that reinforces your behavior and cuts out everybody else's, making you, if you're kind of a kook and don't get it anyway, feel like you're superior ideologically to those who disagree with you. We're in a very dangerous time right now, very dangerous time. San Antonio police officer shot in the hand. Two suspects dead, third injured. This is a great happy ending story to me. This police officer made, and they don't know why yet, and I haven't seen why, but he made a traffic stop. He was having, according to the camera, Chris, just a casual conversation. It appeared completely casual. When the driver began shooting, there were two other people in the vehicle. The officer was hit in the hand. Now, get this. Now, we're talking tactics here, okay? The officer fired and emptied his, or tried to empty his, was in the process of shooting back. When his gun jammed and he was able to perform a tactical reload during the shootout, he was able to reload two of the, he hit all three of them. Two are dead. One of them is wounded. And he's going home to his family. Now, that idiot mayor in Minnesota, I guess it's okay if the cop were killed because criminals hear that stuff, Chris.
Yeah.
Imagine the free for all on police officers. There's been over 100 police officers killed this year that the media don't want to tell you about.
Yeah, I know. It's insanity. But there's a couple of things going on here. Not only did he go home, but no telling how many other people are going to be able to go home because these thugs are off the streets. And then I think what we may be beginning to see, and I hope I'm wrong, on that southern border is violence that will be attributed to the cartels basically owning the border. Right now, the cartels control the border. They control both sides of the border.
They
control who comes. They control who goes. They control where you go when you get here and what you do when you get here. It is a very sophisticated operation. They are currently setting up the most sophisticated criminal organization this country has ever seen.
The world has ever seen.
All of these people beholden to them. And they're going to make sure that they do the favors when they ask. It's a real problem. And we have got to seal that border. We have got to seal that border one way or another.
I've been there. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've worked with Sheriff Mark Daniels. I talked to Mark just a couple days ago. We speak frequently. I speak with Sheriff Kurt Hoffman from Sarasota, Florida. We've talked to the Border Patrol officer, Chris, down in California, the retired Border Patrol. He was the head of the union down there just 2 weeks ago on the radio program. All this ties together, man. All of this ties together. Now, let's not forget that today's shooting in San Antonio occurred after one yesterday where a San Antonio police officer killed a criminal scumbag in a parking lot outside the San Antonio airport. Now, I've been to that airport many times, so it's easy to visualize it, you know, when you read about it and say, oh, I've actually been there and see this stuff, and because you can visualize it happening in real time. And you think, imagine if I was coming up with my bags and saw that right there. You know, in the middle of the daytime, something like this happening.
Well, you know, and then, of course, we didn't even have time to get to the FedEx shooting. But another common denominator is all of these people. It's not the color of their skin. It's their age. They're all young men, primarily.
Yeah. White and kid in the white. Let's go to Indy.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's go. White kid, we're going to run out of time, but I'm sorry to cut you off. Let's go there. You want to mention, we talked about the killer when we first opened the program. White 19-year-old kid. Still don't know why he did what he did. 19 years old.
Yeah.
The last thing, the only thing going through my head, I can name some of the girls. It wasn't that. What is going on here? And don't tell me it's guns and gun control. What is it, Chris?
We are not teaching our kids how to be adults, for one. They've got lousy role models. Lousy role models. We had good role models when we were growing up, distinct role models. You knew what a male and what a female was. And it's not like we didn't have gay people around, but, you know, it was not as crazy as it is now. things now are made purposely worse by the media, by the left, because their intention is not to help people. They don't care about helping transsexuals. What they care about is dividing America.
Right.
That's the bottom line here, and they will go to any length to do so, Mark.
And, Chris, let me ask you this question. We'll close it out. We'll let you take it to the break here. Why is there still a fence around the Capitol?
Here's the thing. They fear what they are doing will cause a reaction. But that in the meantime, they just want to create this illusion that we should be afraid of what's coming. But what they really need to fear is the monster that they are creating in the streets with this Black Lives Matter and Antifa movement. Because that monster answers to nobody but the devil. And it's going to be the hell to pay for the Democrats at some point in creating this monster, because they will never be able to satiate the monster. Never.
I don't disagree with you. And then, Chris, real quick before we go, did I ask you that question about the fence around the Capitol before we aired today?
No, I don't believe you did.
No. You see? I mean, I just, see?
No, you didn't.
You see
didn't
it too. I didn't. You listener and you viewer see it too. You know it. You know what Krista said. You heard us talk about it yesterday. We talked about it with Bannon. We talked about it with Massey. The Democrats are keeping a fence up because they know you don't like what they're doing. The Democrats are coming. Sunday, the Monster Show. Steve Bannon will be back. Thanks, Christopher Hart, American Adversaries. Check them out on 950 AM in Orlando. You can listen to them online. And until Sunday, I'll see you on Newsmax tomorrow at 2:16 p.m. Eastern, 11:16 a.m. Pacific. I'll be on your television sets fighting the fight. See you there and on the radio on Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.